Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Hey, and good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter, host of The State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
As the coronavirus pandemic worsens in California, Governor Newsom now finds himself on the hot seat.
A governor who was praised coast to coast is now being criticized relentlessly as he tries to get a handle on the state's COVID-19 crisis.
And the governor came out again today, as he has every day this week, to appeal to Californians' better angels, a phrase he's been using a lot lately, begging us not to congregate this holiday weekend, pleading with us to wear masks and keep our distance. But questions remain, and we them about enforcement. Letters go out to business owners who are threatened with code enforcement, but nobody's handing out tickets on streets to those who don't wear masks. Californians are told not to host holiday gatherings this weekend, but there are still protests scheduled with government permits. When I asked him again about that mixed messaging, the governor said people should not disobey the law just because they see others doing it. They should rise to the occasion and not be selfish.
Do what you think is best, not only for you, but for the health of those you love. Look at the epidemiology. Look at the spread of this virus over the last few weeks. Look at the fact that our hospitalization rate has gone up 56% in just 2 weeks.
So the governor hopes more Californians will follow the state health laws and help stop the spread, but he admits he's not about to send in the CHP and National Guard to make sure that they do, Patty and Jeff.
So, Doug, I want to ask you about this new PSA campaign that the governor announced today. You've been reporting on that for us on KCBS. The idea is to persuade Californians to put on masks. You could make the case that this is a little late.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some. You know, you saw the Larry David one that was very funny. There was the one with the four former governors, which was pretty entertaining. They've had a few here and there. There was one with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. But not quite at this level. This is a full-scale campaign. You're going to see it on TV and billboards and buses and hear it on KCBS probably, and it'll just be everywhere in, you know, English, Spanish, and more languages to come later. One could ask, why didn't they do that 3 months ago instead of coming a little late to that game with some celebrities? This is the kind of thing I've heard other people talking about doing and wanting to do for a long time, and in places like Taiwan, they did this from the very beginning, and it's just coming now, and we're into July. So, yeah, I think they thought this wasn't needed, that initially people seemed to be behaving themselves and wearing masks and following the rules, and the numbers were looking good in California. So the sense, I think, was when we went to the shelter in place, people were following the rules and doing what they needed to do because they did not want to become New York. And then just when we reopened, people started relaxing and letting their guard down. And now they really feel something like this is necessary to renew that message.
Well, it's interesting when we talk about enforcement, the reluctance to do so, to go in heavy handed, whether or not it would work.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the governor is reluctant. He's gotten so much heat from conservatives, from Republicans, from libertarians who, you know, think he's running a police state here. He doesn't want to go too far. You don't want to get people mad by handing out tickets and, you know, punishing them on the street. And he has said, I don't want to do something to you. I want to do this with you. We don't want to punish people. We want to save them and help them from this disease. Would the enforcement work? I mean, it depends what level you're talking about. Certainly, if they start giving us tickets for not wearing masks, people will probably wear masks more, just as they fasten their seatbelts. And I guess the cell phone crackdown in your car never really worked, but you get that message across. But that takes time. And this is the kind of thing that there's not a lot of time. I mean, this is a more acute crisis. You can't wait 6 months or a year for people's behavior to change, which is typically how those kinds of enforcement campaigns work. So I think he wants to avoid that and hope that just the cultural norm of wearing a mask and behaving and respecting the lives of others is going to be enough for this to take hold.
Doug, give us an update on the governor's relationship with President Trump vis-a-vis what's happening with COVID-19 right now. It's been interesting to watch New York Governor Cuomo sort of shift his position and starting to attack the White House more for its policies.
Yeah, Governor Newsom really hasn't. Now, I will say it hasn't come up so much the last couple of weeks in our availabilities with him, partly because Trump has not been attacking California as much of late, or Governor Newsom. So the governor has not been asked so much about his relationship with Trump. And he really has, for the most part, with a couple of exceptions here and there, refrained from getting in those kinds of back and forth, you know, public attacks, critical. I mean, there's plenty that he could be criticizing the president about, but he's really taking the high road. And partly he has said it's because he wants money from Washington. He knows he needs money to balance the budget. He wants all the assistance he can get. He needs help paying for testing. And I think he just figures it's not in anyone's interest for him to engage in that kind of spat. Cuomo, I guess, can't resist it. But in Newsom's case, I think he just doesn't see much to gain other than, you know, if he says, if he takes the bait and gives us some soundbite where he blasts Trump, what do you think you're going to see and hear on the news the rest of that day? Are you going to hear whatever his message is that day about coronavirus, or are you going to hear what Newsom said about Trump? You can bet it's the latter.
Doug, what are your expectations going forward of how often the governor is going to have these briefings? He did them on a regular basis, then they kind of went away, then they focused on the protests. Have you gotten any word out of the governor's office?
Yeah, so they went, you know, they felt that they had reached the point where things were getting better. You know, we were ending the sheltering in place. There wasn't much to say each day. Initially, he tried to have some sort of new announcement each time to peg it to. He started running out of things to say and ideas to have. So they scaled it back to two or three a week. Then it became a sort of intermittent, occasional thing with no real schedule. As this spike happened over the last 2 weeks, they realized he needed to get back out there and renew the messaging. And that's why they started doing this last week. They didn't do it every day last week, but most days, and then said they would do it every day this week. My assumption is that once we get past July 4th, he may go back to not doing it every day. They haven't given us any guidance yet on whether that's the case. If things continue to escalate, though, and the numbers don't improve through the holiday weekend and with these latest measures he's been taking the last couple of days, I think we will see him every day, and they're going to have to do something else and ramp up, not just coming out and saying, please wear a mask. They're going to have to take other steps. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we do see him every day next week. But again, a lot of this is all going to be dependent on what happens. If people wear masks, if these orders in the 19 counties to roll back the reopening a little bit take hold, if we start to see the cases go down and the ICU rate go down and the positivity go down, I think he'll be able to pull back a bit on the messaging. But otherwise, you can expect to hear from him often as he tries to get people to comply.
And you'll be there to answer, take those questions, or at least to ask those questions, I should say.
They won't always get answered, but we will try to ask them. Thank you, Jeff and Patty. And a reminder, we're here at the State of California every Monday through Friday, 3:30 p.m. It's also at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.